realms of Senith.
I hear you laughing back there.
You know how people like mix Spanish and English together and they call it Spanglish? I don't know what to call it when he mixes like English with a German accent in text. What do you call that? What do you call how you just texted me English with a German accent in text?
Oh, no.
He has no idea.
It's not even an accent. It's just like English and German mixed because they're actually kind of similar languages sometimes.
Fair. So whatever the comparable term to Spanglish is when it involves German, that's what he just did and it made me laugh.
Das ist ein Banger, ja. Good music.
That's what he sent. I sent him a link to a song that I came across that I like.
No, okay. Hello?
Oh, hi.
We're all here.
The gang's back together.
I'm upstairs, but I am here.
Fair enough. Did you fix your neck?
I took 6 more pictures, and I went to Glamour Shots for some beautiful neck shots, and I've been growing my neck beard to go along with it.
Nice.
I'll share them when I get the Glamour Shots back. Does everybody remember Glamour Shots, or am I just aging myself?
Oh, I remember Glamour Shots. I remember I was silly enough as a kid to wish that I could do that because some of my friends did. But I didn't actually know what it was until they showed me their glamour shots, and then I was like, oh, never mind.
I don't know what you're talking about, if I'm to be honest.
Well, you have a thing called Google, and you should Google glamour shots. It's nothing sexual.
It's just over the top.
What was most awkward was going to do pictures with my stepsister, who's quite a bit older than me, and it was the two of us doing, like, yeah, that was weird.
Oh, yeah, they thought they'd be both up, huh?
I would say it was more of a PG-13 version, right?
Yeah.
Is this what you're talking about? Because when I Googled, that's what came up.
That's probably the best one that I've seen, but I think that's AI, man.
Where did you put it?
Dice info.
I mean, that's kind of the vibe, but yeah, they would take either women or girls or whatever, and they would get them all dolled up, get like the big poofy hair. They'd put little girls in clothes that were way too old for them and, like, had shoulder pads and stuff. What the fuck is that?
I had the big bows with the candy inside. Anybody else remember those?
Pinatas?
No, it was a bow. It was, like, made out of plastic so you could see through it. It was filled with candy. And, I mean, it, you know, like, wetted your hair. It was crazy stuff in the 80s. And, like, that background on there with the stars and whatever, I'm pretty sure I have, like, a class picture with that exact background.
Mine was always the lasers.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy they brought that back for, I think, first grade for James, because I hadn't seen it in a while. It was, like, an 80s, 90s thing. But they had that year the options that were, like, I don't know, more mature, let's say. And then they had, like, all those classic options, and I selected the lasers and the stars. Like, I mean, it's basically a rite of passage, right? So
yeah.
I had to do that
to him. You were cool unless you had the lasers.
All right. I have a map up, but the map's not going to be too important this session, I don't think. So if you don't want to hang out there, that's cool too.
I'm just hooking up the Audacity.
Oh, I forgot about Audacity.
I am now recording in stereo.
Really?
You
have
like
2 mics?
Well, I do. One, I'm talking on Discord, and one, the Snowball is recording on Audacity.
Okay. I thought you set up like 2 mics so you can have a stereo effect.
No, last time I did 2 tracks, you just made it some weird disjointed thing, so I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
Man, that messed with me so hard. Like, he played the whole thing, and I paid attention to about 3 words of it, because the whole time I was just like, this is trippy. I was lost in the effect of it.
I gave him 2 tracks. I'm like, choose which one you like. And he's like, both.
I did like both of them, though.
To be fair, it was totally a Mord thing to do, to be like over the top like that. And the way that I interpreted it is if they were, because he kind of described it as if they were 2, like, what do you call those? Starts with an H.
Holograms?
2 holograms of Mord standing there, and they were each telling their own thing, but they were so close together that you were getting blasted with both. It was actually an interesting effect.
In the first session, Mora did that. He recorded the bard.
Did I?
Yeah, you blackmailed the bard to be nice to all of you.
I vaguely remember that. It was, was it a kobold bard? Or is there, I think there's something else with kobolds. I don't know.
No, you remember that bard that Peter ran off talking to at the palace? That was the bard.
Oh, that was not as long ago as I thought.
Well, I mean, that's when he showed up again, the bard, I mean. But it was like the first episode that Morin blackmailed him.
Huh. I don't know. I vaguely remember that. I just don't remember all that much. But it sounds familiar.
I don't remember anything I do, to be fair. This is all on autopilot.
I think the bard was pissed off because his lute got broken after he was charmed by Diamond, I think.
Oh, that is becoming more familiar.
Yeah.
I do remember that happening.
Yeah.
And Aragorn made a point of recovering another lute from a dungeon that did involve kobolds and returning that to the bard.
So maybe you took the loot from a kobold bard.
I think the main thing is here, blackmailed.
Just so you know, Grungar's boar is a large creature.
Because he rides it.
Yeah, it's a mount.
Okay, well, in that case, why do you have it up here in the barracks?
I don't know. Why do I have it up here in the barracks?
You don't.
He's in the stable now.
Yeah.
I don't think that boar is as cute as you think it is. Man. Like, it's going beyond cute, and it's not like a house pet anymore. It's more like you should keep that thing.
Listen,
you know,
man. Once a house pet, always a house pet.
Well,
I need my emotional support boar, okay?
Well, okay, well, you need to either train it or pick up that pile of dookie over there, bro.
It's like a Doberman that thinks it's still a lap dog.
They grow so fast.
Oh, my God. Where did my things go? It's been... we're going to kind of cover like a week or two, depending on how much stuff you guys want to do at Razor Keep. There is an armory here, just near the barracks, that some of the loot that you brought back is being inspected and stuff, and by huntsmen and some local stuff. There's an alchemist that's also nearby. There's a cook nearby that's making food for all of you for your stay.
Oh, there's an armory, you say? Oh, this is a mess hall. I mean, whatever works. Honestly,
like, food.
He's running off for weapons when we could be having tacos.
I was just thinking about the dragon's egg, and then you mentioned the cook, and I was like, that's not where that should go.
Oh yeah. I think you still have that egg. I don't think he submitted it for omelets or whatever. At least I didn't have you do that. So
I say, like, it's hatchable.
Oh, yeah, it's a living egg.
Okay.
Why can I move this around? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, you can put the floor level anywhere you want, I suppose. I didn't lock everything down.
I was just trying to move my perspective around, and I just start clicking on that, so I don't know where the hell that was supposed to be.
It's back where it's supposed to be. I'm going around locking everything, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Can't trust Grungar around your tags.
Apparently not.
Or your tacos.
I wonder if I've messed up the permissions or something, but anyways, we'll play with it as things go. You might be able to move torches too, so. Yeah, so if I remember right, there was a staff of, Wily, you got a staff of power.
Oh, what?
Yeah, from the cyborg dragon.
A staff of power? That's wild.
Can he even use that?
I'm gonna find out.
I don't think so.
Takes a level of wizard.
I will take a level of wizard for that. Although the last time I got a staff of power in any campaign, I died.
I vaguely remember that.
A sorcerer, warlock, or wizard, so I can't use it.
Okay. So the question is, what do you want to do with it?
Well, I look around. I look at Alita, and she's not a sorcerer, a warlock, or a wizard. And I look at Maeve. I don't know if Maeve's roguish. Is Maeve a sorcerer, a rogue, warlock, or a wizard?
I mean, I'm a rogue, but I'm not a sorcerer, warlock, or wizard.
Okay, she doesn't meet the criteria. I look over to where Grungar used to be and realize he's not there. And then I picture him in my mind, and he doesn't fit the warlock, sorcerer, or wizard either. And I say, guess I'm going to put this in the armory.
Does Amir have wizard in his discombobulated list of...
I was just about to say, I think Amir has like a level of wizard.
He does, but he's not going to take that staff. That'd be ridiculous.
Hey, would be kind of funny, but I feel like there's better uses for it.
I go to the armory, I'm like, can I trade this in? Do I get like shop points and stuff?
Do we barter around here?
Yeah, like, you know, this thing seems like it's pretty valuable, man. And I think there might be something, you know, something else.
Other valuable things?
Let me pull it up. Trying to find magic items here. The new DMG is actually really cool, by the way.
Yeah, I checked it out very briefly and it looked pretty neat.
So there's Staff of Elements that you could trade it. Or not elements, what is it? Elemental Summoning or something?
Whoa.
Staff of Controlling Earth Elementals. Is that druidic? It doesn't have a requirement. It looks like anybody can use this. Oh, that's a stone, not a staff.
I'm not sure I trust these armorers.
Staff.
Can you get, like,
power.
Store credit?
Yeah, he would definitely get, like, credit turning in. So if you think of something you want, you can let me know on that. There's, like, Staff of the Woodlands that's in the new DMG. It's pretty cool. I think the major thing on it is Awaken and Wall of Thorns. Can only be attuned by a druid. So while he's... I think you're looking through stuff, right, Miley?
I am.
Okay.
What weapon does Alita use?
Astral Spire? It's a spear.
Okay. Because there's some cool staffs. But all right, yeah. I'll submit a proposal.
See, Alita went up to the alchemist.
Yeah. I'm going to make sure I get some stuff brewed.
Like, he'll have healing potions.
Oh, well, like, what, there's that paper that you sent me, remember?
Mm-hmm,
the brewer's supplies, and then it's got the list of, so I figured anything that didn't have, like, super weird ingredients, like, maybe I don't have, flump spray, but we would probably have jalapeno peppers, and barley and wheat, and, you know, so maybe some of the easier ones, sour fruits and ice, could have some of those.
Okay, so you spend the week brewing, basically?
I guess.
Or time brewing? I'm trying to find that paper. Do you have it, though, right?
I have it.
Okay.
Let's see. You mean, how would I send this to you again?
Do you know what channel I put it in? Was it in rules, maybe? That's the wrong rules channel. That might be my issue. Yeah, here we go.
I just still it open on a tab, so...
Okay. Brewer Supplies version 1.1. Okay, yeah, some of the stuff has DCs to brewing it. Interesting.
Okay, so you want me to start doing some rolls or something?
Yeah.
Background, maybe.
How to brew. Wisdom check. All right, they tell you how many days each one requires, and then you just roll a check for it.
Okay. Do I know what my brewer's wisdom modifier is?
It should be three, and then you're going to be proficient in it, so it should be four. It looks like seven you would add to it.
Okay, and I have to get a 20 for these to work. The one I'm looking at least, I guess.
With the jalapeno peppers?
Yeah.
Looks like.
Okay, so if I rolled a six, I guess that one failed.
If you are brewing it here at the keep, you would have help, probably not from the alchemist, but from the cook, the chefs.
Okay.
So you can have advantage on your roll.
Oh, okay. That one made us 20.
Okay. Actually, it says you need to succeed on two checks in order to properly brew a beverage of your choice. So you have to make one more check.
Okay. And does this one also have advantage? Oh, yeah, that one definitely made us 20. Okay.
To answer, yes, it would also have advantage. You said you were submitting something, Wiley, right?
Yeah, I'm looking, seeing if they got things. I'm just looking for stuff.
Yeah, between this week... Or 2 weeks, it could even be. I don't know how long all of you want to stay at the keep before you leave and do your own things. They do send people through the portal, like smaller teams and several teams, and they're bringing back a lot of stuff. So quite quickly, you're basically just like administrating through the items that are being brought back, giving your thoughts on things, in addition to whatever else it is that you're trying to do. This is kind of like your rest period because, if I remember right, most of you have gotten pretty hurt while in that dungeon at some point.
Yeah, we had a rabies refresh, but I imagine it was a temporary effect. But you said if there's like normal equipment that we want, like healing potions and stuff, we can just get those?
Yeah.
What's the highest potion that's available for healing?
There would be, let me roll a d4 for supreme healing. Looks like two supreme healing potions, and I don't remember how heavy potions are.
We got black pack too.
Yeah, but I think they still have a limit. So each healing potion is half a pound. I imagine all of you would be able to carry five or six of these potions of healing pretty easily without starting to account for extra space. And you can switch them out for higher level up to like greater.
So two supreme are available for each of us or total?
Total. Can you tell us what that jalapeno thing? Because like Grungar, Wily, Maeve, and Amir sometimes have to sleep in the same barracks area as Alita, and you're coming back smelling like jalapenos. I think they deserve to know why.
Okay. Creates a delightful burning sensation in your mouth and your throat. While ingested, you have the ability to breathe magical fire on your enemies. As a bonus action on your turn, you can belch out fire in a 5-foot cone. All creatures in the area must make a dexterity saving throw or take 2d6 fire damage. You can belch out fire a number of times equal to the brewer's wisdom modifier.
Oh my god.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, like, the smell of peppers? I'll take that. It's like, now we get to watch her breathe fire on things and make her angry.
She's becoming like an Azimar dragon, which is interesting, because she could fly around and use that.
Oh, yes. Now we gotta fit that in somewhere.
And she speaks Minotaur. I mean, she's kind of one of a kind.
All right, Grungar, you haven't said much. Is there anything in particular you think Grungar would do other than train his new mount?
Nothing specific, no. Probably just eating a lot and training.
Oh, okay. It's a good thing you threw training in there. Otherwise, you're going to become a large creature.
Nice.
Maeve.
I need to acquire a poisoner's kit and potentially some weapons. I have +1 cutlasses that you said are like scimitars. Could I trade those in for +2 scimitars? Or one, I don't mean multiple. I mean, I just need 1 +2 scimitar from 2 +1 scimitars. Does that make sense?
I think you broke his brain.
Must have.
Yeah, a little bit. How about a +2 sword of sharpness?
What's that?
Scimitar of sharpness. When you roll a 20, the target takes an extra 14 slashing damage and gains 1 exhaustion level.
Okay. Does it still have the Nick property on it?
Well, it'd be a scimitar, so it has the mastery of Nick. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I was just asking for a plain one. So, like, clean one is extra cool. Sold, in other words. And the poisoner's kit is not difficult to acquire, I imagine. I think it's just mundane equipment.
Grungar, you assemble a pack of Heroes Feast with your week spent in the cooks or in the mess hall. So you can drop a Heroes Feast on the party at any point.
Interesting. I'm sure this will become very useful at some point. So he's just, what, stashing food in his pack?
Yeah, basically, yep. You found a pretty good use of your black pack.
Oh, yeah, I bet the black pack would preserve it too, huh?
Yeah. You like mixed magical ingredients with the Spice Master, so you made, like, a really tasty Hero's Feast.
Let's go with the ingredients, because that sounds kind of cool.
I'm still, like, on the edge of my seat, Wily, for what you decided on.
There's a staff, right?
Okay.
I'll give you this staff of power for another staff and some goats.
I'm sorry, did you say goats?
I said goats. Like, there's, like, these things where, like, you have these little statues of goats, right? And then they could, like, come out and hang out, you know, like, at night. When you're lonely.
Staff of flowers?
A staff of healing.
Oh. Now, yeah, you can grab... You would find a staff of healing amongst all the stuff here.
Because this thing's purple, man, and I'm just looking for 2 blues. You know what I mean?
So, can you tell me about these goats? Like,
you know, some say they got some wondrous power in them, but they're just like ivory statuettes.
Ah, okay. I follow now. Yeah, I'm okay with this.
I can make a goat of traveling? A goat of terror?
Fear me, Matt.
It just seems very on brand for Wily.
The goat of terror. Mm-hmm. I love that.
So, anything else for Alita? You've been brewing, but...
Yeah, so I've got a ice cap ale. That one I rolled well. The sugared ale, I don't know. I guess I just kept burning the sugar... That was a total failure.
Sugar is tricky.
No, I was just asking, what was the first one? Ice cap ale, you said?
Yes.
This freezing and removal of ice happens 12 times. Oh, this is pretty nice. Do you want to read that, or should I?
Either way.
When ingested, this ale causes your muscles to tense up tight, and you gain advantage on all constitution and strength saving throws for 10 minutes. You also gain a number of temporary hit points equal to half the brewer's level. After the 10 minutes of up, oh, your body is exhausted and you gain one level of exhaustion until you take a short rest. Still, that's pretty cool.
And that's a short rest, not a long rest, so that's not too bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, this sugared ale is written a bit racist or something. It says, who says that sweet drinks are only for women? That's how it opens.
Sexist?
Yeah, what'd I say?
Racist.
Yes. All right, I'm going to switch scenes a little bit because the first floor stuff got, or second floor stuff got pretty much done.
Oh no, where are we?
It's fine, we're over here.
Oh, I see us. Is that a laser?
Yeah, if you right click, you can point at stuff.
Wow.
Oh, I just must be seeing it better than I normally do because I usually don't see it have that trail on it. Or maybe you're just doing it exceptionally fast.
It says Popo. It's just,
oh, yeah.
Pipe of smoke monsters.
The trail is quite a bit longer when you're doing it faster.
I see.
You see this snake?
I'm a sneaky snake.
I also swiped that. Is that okay, DM?
Swiped what, the snake?
No. Sure. The pipe of smoke monsters. It's a common pipe magical item. While smoking this pipe, you can take a magic action to exhale a puff of smoke that takes the form of a creature, such as a dragon, a flump, or a slod.
Oh, yeah, you can take that.
It's got to be small enough to fit in a 1-foot cube and loses its shape after a few seconds, becoming an ordinary puff of smoke.
I remember taking that with my warlock, with Delia, because she was up all night with nothing to do.
Oh, yeah, she didn't have to sleep.
Yeah.
I am trying desperately to find all of my notes. There they are.
It's my George!
I lost, I see I separated it. After a week, well, actually it would be 2 weeks now, a cloaked figure arrives at Razor Keep, and he has in his possession a Minotaur horn, and he is asked to speak with Alita.
Hang on,
that's
I'm working.
Gary's horn.
Hang on, I'm working, she says.
Okay, you can decline if you want.
I'm almost done with my dwarven courage.
All right, they have them wait for you, I guess.
Okay, all right, let's talk to this person.
Dwarven courage, what is this?
Okay.
The so simple this, beer. Go ahead.
As a hoppy finish that gives you the inner strength needed to face your fears when ingested, advantage on all saving throws against the frightened condition for the next hour.
Oh, I see, that's the next, yep, that's, all right, 2 weeks.
I'm still I have mad respect for her. Like, this guy shows up, he looks all epic, and she's like, hold on, I'm working!
He's looking at his notes when you do arrive to speak with him, and he looks up, and he has the Minotaur horn on him, and he says, you have a bond forged in the heart of a labyrinth. I bring you the horn of Mogus, felled by dark cultists. And then he holds out the horn to you.
I'm taken aback.
That's definitely not Gary's horn.
Let me see it. Is it really his?
Yeah, when you take it, you recognize it. There's a crack in it that you would remember quite well.
Trace my finger over the crack. Mogus.
The Minotaur clan remains sieged by these cultists who wish to acquire the treasures kept in their labyrinth. They believe there is something in there that will allow them to travel the wastes of Sinutra, reawaken some of the elder spirits of the land, long forgotten. I know you were kept in the mazes, and I was one who sought to find you. I was sent by the Minotaur clan to seek your help once again. And you suddenly recognize that this was the guy at the royal wedding that you had followed out of the palace.
Why are you helping the Minotaurs?
He says, they had promised that they would help me find you in the maze.
Do you have all the history? Do you understand what happened? Who's this guy? Has he told me his name?
He has not told you his name, no. Are you asking him if he understands the history? Or,
yeah.
Or me?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a while since we did that, but yeah, is this a monk? Is this just, do I know who this person is?
It's a monk, and you know him a bit. He's one of the people that went into the maze to look for you that you had thought died.
So he didn't die.
This one did not. You know this one, if you... actually, go ahead, roll me... Actually, you don't need to roll this at all. You know him to be like a Kensai from your order. He was a younger one who was sent out with you to go explore the world.
Oh, so maybe I know him a little better then.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, you were, yeah, I suppose so. But it wasn't like you had intimate knowledge of him. It was more just like he was one of the other monks, and he was in a different order than you were. Like I mentioned, he was a Kensei, so he had completely different training and different areas of focus. And if I remember right, you were... What did you study? It was like a knowledge thing, right? Kenrab, I think? So you're like a monk scribe? I have to look into your character sheet.
Is that what we were trying to like put in place of the researcher or something? Or the Outlander, maybe? Okay, so I need to get like a whole history from this guy. What happened? How is he still alive? And why is he wanting to help them?
Hold on one second. I just deleted everything, but I fixed it. Yeah. Kenrab, or scholar abbots, come of age through extensive studies in the solitude of monasteries. This is why I was saying you have passing knowledge of him. You spent most of your time studying instead of training like him.
Okay.
They are expected to gain extensive knowledge in preparation for preserving it. Most spend their whole lives within their monk temples in pursuit of knowledge, but some include martial knowledge in their studies and practices. For them, the best way to pursue mastery of their chosen studies is actual experience, for which they gain outside of the monasteries by traveling and exploring. Leaning towards the adventuring spirit, they are also expected to continue studies and knowledge seeking outside of their combat mastery, often bringing home large amounts of first-hand knowledge upon their grand return. These lucky few often travel alone with little belongings, but rarely a monastery may have a few Kenrab, such as Kensei warriors, that depart on mission together. To my understanding, that's kind of what happened to you, is that you left to pursue studies, to get knowledge, not just combat knowledge, but like to further your scholarly pursuits.
Okay, so the cultists, are those the same as the traitors that were threatening them before, or is this a different group?
This is a different group.
Okay. But yeah, I definitely need some background from this guy. Maybe start with his name.
Zain. Z-A-I-N would be his name.
Zain, tell me what happened. You went to go find me. What happened in the maze?
He tells you a story of several months spent navigating the maze, him and his group, and navigating different traps that were laid for them.
It sounds familiar, because that was like the maze I built, right?
Yep. Or, yeah, it is. Actually, he did help build this. Eventually, him and a few others made it to the actual Minotaur of the maze, and after a brief fight with them, it offered to help them instead. And it made mention of you and said that it knew where to find you.
After all these years, he wasn't thinking of me as an enemy.
He says, if you mean Mogus, no, he was rather fond of you.
Did you all make it out alive?
He shakes his head no, and says that not because of the Minotaur, but because of these cultists.
Oh, and what
he tells... Go ahead.
I was going to say, what are these spirits they're trying to bring back?
He says he's not sure, but he imagines that you would know how to find that out. You can go ahead and do a knowledge check. History check, sorry.
Okay.
DC for this is going to be 15.
Okay, I got 19.
As he describes these cultists to you and the symbolism or symbols that are on them, you realize that some of their symbols you saw in the vault that all of you were just in. Do you remember the Minotaur inscriptions in the first room?
Remind
it was a
me.
Long time ago. Okay. Yeah, that's where we all figured out that you speak Minotaur.
Okay.
There were hieroglyphs that were inscribed in the temple itself, and these cultists seemed to be either a rediscovery of this knowledge that was in the temple, or they are a continuation of the practices of somebody that was close with, or some dark arts that were part of the creation of that temple. So, with that role, you would also put together that what was his name? I don't remember if I gave you his name, but he was that servant that tried to pretend to be Bane Dirt too.
Okay.
But like he was probably right part of this cult. Yeah, yep. But as they continue on, you realize that this is probably something separate from Bander, just like related to. I guess outside of character knowledge, I'm just saying this isn't like all of these cultists are working with Bander. You realize like this is probably older than Bander. These are spirits and gods of the old land of Sinutra that these cultists are trying to reawaken first before some other parts of the land. And I guess I should back up a little bit too with that role and other character knowledge. Pretty recently, you would have heard that a major brewery, that actually, Elita, you would have definitely heard about this, considering it involves like a distillery, was shut down in Moradville that was actually making that green goo stuff, that undead juice.
Oh.
And that was actually being sent to Sinutra to do something there. And shortly after, during this week, you heard news that some of the poisons of the land were starting to recede. So the Western Wastes are becoming, or looks like it will become navigable soon.
Like revitalized land?
Sort of. Like they're not seeing like, well, yeah, maybe so. It's like, there used to be if you go across into the waste, within about a week, you would grow or get blisters and boils on your skin and eventually become too sick. It was kind of like a going and wandering that land was a death wish, essentially. And it's starting to look like animals and creatures are able to survive on the edge of the land now within just a few days. So, yeah, it might be revitalizing.
Okay.
And that's when, according to this monk and his description of things to you, is when these cultists showed up at the maze and are trying to find something that the Minotaur clan were protecting. And they have the belief that it can help them revitalize their spirit that they worship. And with the knowledge roll you rolled, while you wouldn't know exactly what it is, you just know that it's probably not good.
So there's a thing bothering me, and I don't know how silly of a thing it is because I don't know a whole lot about magic or how it works. So hear me out here. This guy who you thought should be dead, and you kind of vaguely know him, but not like super really, is talking about a dark cult that can revitalize spirits. Now, obviously, they're interested in like old guys, but one could follow the logic of if they can do that, then they can revitalize any spirit, right? So how do we know that this guy is the guy and he's not just some spirit they've put into a body to come and seek you out because you have some special relationship with the Minotaur that they're trying to get to reveal secrets to them?
Right. Right. And bringing me Mogus's horn doesn't really prove anything, right? Like, it's almost like could be less trusting of this person that he brought me the horn. I don't know. Like, what was his aim with that, I wonder?
Yeah, I'm kind of unsettled too, but I'm suspicious by nature, so I don't know if I could just be paranoid.
What could we do to check something like that?
This would be, if you wanted to do a roll for it, you can do an insight to kind of get a feel for him, but you're specifically asking about the horn and what he's trying to do about it, right?
I mean, maybe. But, I mean, it's got to be more than that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm specifically asking, is this guy who he says he is, and is his aim what he says it is? But also, like, I'm not a caster of any sort, so I don't know how I could, like, verify that this guy is a person, like, a natural, organic person, and not a reanimated, like, not a zombie per se, but, like, if there's some way that they can awaken spirits, I don't know if there's some way that they could, like, possess a person with some other spirit and make them walk and talk and act like someone that you'd recognize.
So maybe, like, insight on his intentions, like, real intentions.
Roll an insight. I will try to.
Okay, so this is pretty good. I got a 21.
All right. So while I've been pretty adamant that like you don't have like a lot of knowledge about him, like you were mostly busy in a monastery, you did travel with him outside of it though, and all of his mannerisms seem to match what you remember. Some of him has changed during the time he spent in the maze, but even that you can recognize for things of yourself. Like, he is somebody who spent a lot of time in solitude while he was in the maze, As you're kind of inquiring a bit more, just to see what his intentions are along the lines of what Maeve kind of sidebarred to you.
Mm-hmm.
He gives you descriptions of him spending time looking at the treasures that the clan had and gathering knowledge as he was instructed to do at the monastery. He felt like he was kind of continuing your work there. The different treasures that the Minotaur clan had agreed to protect. Though he's never seen what the cultists are looking for. As for the Minotaur horn, he tells you, he describes to you a fight between a couple Minotaur and the cultists directly. And he says that Mogus fought bravely and that he was eventually felled by a Dark Knight or a Dread Knight. And he said he brings the horn to you as proof that he was, in fact, a friend of yours. Because there's something of, how do you say, like a tradition or something that the next in line of the Minotaur clan would have the horn of the leader that came before. So the gesture he's bringing to you is the clan has decided to name you the leader of the Minotaur.
Me?
He would nod and say, by his reckoning, they believe that you were given all of the knowledge of Mogus, passed down all of your map making, your maze, basically encryption, your ability to encrypt information. The Minotaurs believe that you should, at least for the time being and in this situation against these cultists, you should lead the clan and help them do their agreed position of protecting the treasures from these people and help them repair the maze. Go ahead.
So you've never seen the treasure. Do you know what it is, though?
He shakes his head no. He gives you a brief description of what it is. Let's see. As he's describing what was told to him, you realize that you may have yourself seen it, but only briefly. And by your recollection, trying to find it, sorry, it is a scroll book. You remember seeing it and the strange markings on it that's described by this man. You haven't opened it, but you do remember that the language written on it is quite ancient, probably Elvish in origin, but more like almost Sylvan. It's a scroll book from the Feywild, essentially. It's written by like Arc Fey, very powerful creatures of early world history, which lines up in your mind and anybody else with having the ability of awakening spirits.
So why are you wanting to find it? Wouldn't it be better if it was just kept hidden? Why are you particularly looking for it?
I'm sorry. He would say, well, if I found it, I would find it interesting. But he says, no, I'm here to ask for your help in hiding it.
And I guess defense against the cult leaders?
Yes. He says right now they're very adamant that they want to get that specific thing. And the Minotaur are ready to fight and maybe die in defending that artifact from them.
I mean, what's your main goal in finding me? Is it just support? Are you telling me, like, the other Minotaur don't know where this item is themselves?
He says, oh, that's a good question. I don't think all of them would. So him coming here to you with this horn is kind of because, like, a lot of the knowledge of Mogus was passed down to you. He trained you in the map making, maze making.
Uh-huh.
It's possible that the Minotaur believe that you're the only person who knows where in the maze city it is.
Okay, so it's in the one that we made together, which is why the others don't know.
Right.
I have two things, and then I'll be quiet about the being suspicious part. One is, in the process of going to find and secure it, we may actually do the opposite and reveal it to the people who have been trying to find you. And two, is there some way that through a medicine or survival check or something like that, we can look at that horn that they've brought and determine whether it was removed from a live creature or a dead one?
I was thinking we should get the priest in here. Where is he?
Philip?
Like, wouldn't he be able to tell if Zane had died, you know, at one point as well?
So you're looking to do, like, basically a medical scan, put him through, have him go take a physical and couple wizards that look him over. Is that a cleric to find out if he's who he says he is? A zone of truth, maybe, from Grungar?
And checking out the horn as well.
Oh, yeah, Grungar does have zone of truth, I do believe. He does.
So the Minotaur horn is an actual Minotaur horn. It doesn't look like it's been faked. It was likely taken from a living Minotaur, which would make sense if Mogus, by his description, this Zane's description, Mogus took his horn and gave it to him and told him to find you. Like, that was his dying directive.
So there's that. At least he didn't just, like, recover it from the corpse and be like, you know what would be a good story that would sell her on this? I do think if he checks out, like, if all of the people examining him decide that he is who he says he is and hasn't been just, like, put in that body, we should still proceed with caution and, like, with backup ready to fight off whoever might be following and observing closely what we're doing. I mean, assuming that you want our help anyway, I just kind of assumed that.
Can I see that horn, bro? You think? Can I look at it?
Philip hands it to you?
I want to smell it. And I want to taste it.
How does Alita feel as you watch this druid start licking his horn?
I'm cringing. Okay, maybe not.
Can I do a survival check to see if this horn was well cared for before, or if it maybe was an imprisoned Minotaur's horn?
Oh, yeah, you can do a survival check on it.
I got a 25.
There are no signs of a struggle on this horn.
Hey, this horn is well cared for. Definitely not a prison Minotaur's horn. And I hand it back. And I go back to blowing smoke monsters.
Can you make a Minotaur?
Yep. And it, like, awesome. And it, like, roars. But it's only got one horn. Roar.
As it grows, does it, like, link up with the horn that's in your hand and, like, complete the picture?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Side quest. How old is this Debra Spears?
How old is she?
How old is she? Is she a child or an adult?
She is an adult.
Is she single?
Yeah.
I'm going to chat her up at some point. Okay. Don't tell George. Sorry, she's cute.
Any more romantic connections going on?
I think that's a Maeve thing.
Okay. All right, so that's your information, Alita. This guy seems to be who he says he is. Between Grungar's interrogation, which nobody wants to be interrogated by Grungar, and you have a couple priests come and check him, kind of heal him. Their determination is that he is likely who he says he is, that he's not a zombie. He doesn't seem to have any magical compulsion spells on him. He has wounds, some magical wounds on him, probably from the fight with the cultist that he's described, or one of the fights anyways, but nothing that strikes them as him not having control of himself or him being, I don't know, like a changeling, like Wily or something. Mm-hmm. It seems to be him. He seems to be human.
Did anyone else survive?
He says no. When he went to look for you, the other monks and a couple of the clan, the Minotaur clan, fought with the cultists to secure his escape and let him travel north to here to find you.
And you went through that whole maze and lost the others. The maze that you know I helped build, but you would be loyal to me and the Minotaurs after that?
He says yes. He's like, we have an overall purpose. He starts describing his time spent learning about the different things that the Minotaur have done and their history, the different artifacts that they've guarded, and he's learned the history of them. He says he trained a bit with some of the maze inhabitants, allowed to have safe passage through it after proving himself, after him and the other monks proved themselves. He seems to feel like your maze was used as a trial.
So the only one not told that?
You're the only one not told that? Is that what
right?
you said?
I mean, yeah, would I have been like the only one not told that? Because that's certainly not what I thought it was, right?
So my understanding is that I think you probably would have known that the Minotaur do trials and stuff. I don't know if the specific maze you were a part of was, if you knew it was going to be used as a trial, but you knew it was going to be used to protect something and to protect the clan, the Minotaur.
Okay.
You do get the impression that he might have the wrong idea of what the maze was actually for, and he doesn't seem to have connected right now that that's what the maze was for. Like, he seems to think it was like a trial, because by his understanding of how the Minotaur reacted to him is that after they completed the trial, or the part of the that was a trial, the Minotaur were more accepting of him.
So how much do you know about these spirits that the cultists want to bring? And like, it's Sinutra. Like, are they healing that area in order to go in there and get to the spirits? Is that what's happening with that? Or was it to get to the maze? I guess I'm not sure where that area is.
Sinutra is the Western Wastes. The Minotaur Maze itself is not part of that land. It's somewhat near the Elven lands. I'm sorry, I'm trying to remember your first question, though.
Well, like, how bad are these spirits? And, like...
Okay, that's what it was.
Is Sinutra, like, where they reside? Is that why that was important?
Go ahead.
Well, just trying to get in there to get to them or something?
Yeah, they're... Now that the land... By their take of it, now that the land is starting to become navigable, they want to go and wake elder spirits, dark ones specifically, that have been, you know, long lost in that land, and they want to bring them back so that they can claim it.
Okay. And something in the scroll, I guess, maybe releases the spirit or what have you.
Yeah. It would make sense that there'd be some kind of ritual within the spell book to awaken these spirits and give them power. And, you know, by effect, give these cultists power.
Okay. Sounds like they're pretty powerful already if they're killing the Minotaur bosses. Would they have had to have made it all the way through the maze to get to that point as well?
So at the moment, they have the maze under siege, essentially. And they are sending in things to attack in the maze and navigate it. Like, they're elves, but they are... causing chaos within it. He describes a powerful warlock that has a dread knight as his second in command that controls this dark cult, and they seem to be the ones that are in charge of the whole thing. And he says he only seen the warlock once, and it was when he was trying to escape.
Could you have been followed?
He says it's possible. But at some point, he had to just come and talk to you instead of trying to, you know, cover his tracks all of the time. And he feels like this is probably the safest place to do it.
So I think this is definitely going to have to, like, go to a vote. I'd like to hear what you guys think.
Well, you're going to have to go and grab Maeve from Hot Chick that she's trying to attach herself to.
Can we hear giggling in there?
Oh, come back. Oh, I can't. I can't do it. Sorry, yep. I gotta marry her because she won't let me go.
It says keep office.
That's true. Go in there, you are kept. I am a kept Maeve. Captain kept.
Captain Maeve.
So if you were to catch me up on the things you've been discussing, I would say, what is the time pressing nature of this? Is it like we gotta deal with this immediately, or do we have some time to like put on some extra surveillance and scouts and like look around and see if there's anything suspicious going on in the surrounding area that might suggest that he was followed here? Give you another week or two to brew some fun stuff.
Are you asking me?
I was suggesting to Olita. But I should ask the person who would know the answer to this, what is the time pressing nature of this? Like, do we need to go now or people are gonna die? Or do we have a week or two that we could be careful?
I think the figuring would be that the longer that's spent preparing for it, the further into the maze the cult might be, or their minions might be entrenched, and possibly entering the maze directly once they've mapped it.
Okay, well then, plan B, take the scouts with us and send them out as we make our way to, like, keep an eye on things. I myself am a scout also, I should probably add. Otherwise than that, I'm in, as long as we can be careful about it, because I still am a little hesitant to just go and assume everything will be fine.
It kind of feels like we should have some scouts going to Sinutra to, like, send back information from there.
The last news, I think, that you would have been privy to, before going into the vault anyway, was that adventurers that were sent down to that area were disappearing.
That was before or after they shut down the poison land.
That was before.
I feel like we need new information.
Here at the keep, let me see if he's here somewhere. Thought I had him here. A lot of adventurers followed all of you here. A lot of nobles did as well. So one of the nobles that would have come would have been that Ivan, who was trying to recruit you to go into this southern area by the Elven Lands, because he said that there were people there that were attacking his citizenry. He's in this keep, and he would still be trying to recruit people to come help his land.
Oh, that was the guy that we ran into that was trying to get anybody to listen to him, right?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go talk to that guy and be like, hey, buddy, we're listening now.
He would be telling you that there is... He would be describing them as bandits that are coming and stealing, kidnapping people, villagers, and disappearing with them. And he says that trade is being disrupted. He's just describing that somebody or something or some group is sort of destabilizing the region and causing fear and making it difficult to keep the peace. And they don't seem to have any demands or anything to that effect. They're just literally... It seems like wanton destruction.
So what is the, like this, the lands that he has, what is the relationship to the path between here and to where we would need to go to the maze, geographically speaking?
The maze would be on the southern region of this noble's land.
So what if we make our way there by way of his land and villages or whatever, like, we could send a team of scouts ahead, like she's saying, and try and gather intel as we go about where we're going and how things have changed, as well as stop for a day or two along the way and talk to some of the locals about what's been going on, maybe, or send a team of scouts there to do that too. I don't know. Just, I feel like we need some information rather than just going in blind, but that's just me. We don't have to do that.
Is
do we
the
have
new trip-
somebody who can do what the goblin did, where he just, like, gave us a slimy rock and it, like, sends messages? Can we make those?
They can be made or found, yeah.
I feel like we need a handful of those.
Some rocky rocks.
Yeah, preferably of the not slimy sort. What were you going to say?
Oh, is Sinitra on the way to the Minotaur mazes?
You would be traveling parallel to Sinitra. It is, like, the western reach of the land, the continent. I reset my owlbear at some point. Let me try to get the map up. It's not going to be good quality.
Who's Chain Devil? Is that Wily?
Yeah.
Is it, like, still loading, or is there an issue?
So all of this area, like, here's Elkwood. Here's the Elf Lands. Sinutra would be here. All of this land here.
Okay.
Basically, across this river is where it's kind of like the no-go zone. All of this continent here is problematic. You are currently... here in Razor Keep.
Okay.
Mordville is here, and Karest is down here, I believe is Karest.
Okay.
It's Grungar's place. For more context, here's Arafort, and there's the Feywild, Witchroot Woods, and stuff like that. Alita, you are probably from this region down here. Like, that'd be where your monastery was.
Is this where the orcs are?
Yep, the orcs are down south realm of Lauren.
And then where...
Where's the Minotaur stuff?
Minotaur, yeah.
The Minotaur stuff would be, like, here-ish. Then the noble's land is here. That's why he's up there fighting okay. So hard, is because their land is kind of isolated from... They're backed up onto this right here. This river is not exactly traversable, so their trade routes have to go through here. So it's very important for them to keep that open, and that's what's being locked down. So how you can travel there is however you want to, obviously, but... These elf lands are kind of a no-go zone. They don't like visitors at all. For a little bit more context of the land, because I don't think we've sat and looked at the map for a while. Over here is Brogaine, over here at the Republic area. It's across the mountains here.
Them bros love gains.
I don't have the markers. Oh, they're on there, actually. They're right on the map. If you let me turn off the grid. So you can kind of see a hint of hexes. All these little hexes here that go onto the map.
Okay.
Each one of those are 7 miles, I think, or 6 miles. Yeah, I think each one of these hexes are 6 miles.
It's only 20 feet.
I could get there in less than a turn.
Yeah, less than a movement. I'll still have time for an action.
Yeah, that's like 1,000 miles travel, I think.
No.
Or at least 600, actually.
So, can Alita brew anything that makes scouts fleet of foot, like, move faster? Or can anybody brew anything of that nature?
The morning stout, which I did brew, is dexterity saving throws, and your base movement speed is increased by 5 feet. We could give them all some mocha.
Nice. Get them hyped on caffeine, send them on their merry way.
So you're saying spend another couple weeks here at the Keep Brewing?
I mean, somebody's already got to have some of this stuff brewed, right? Or is there anything that makes people less prone to exhaustion or fatigue so that they could just, like, do more than they're supposed to be able to? I'm just curious if there's a way that we can start sending scouts out and be getting information back as we go rather than having it, like, stall our efforts. But if the answer is no, that's okay.
Well, the cook, the Spice Master, would offer his help in brewing if that's your decision to, like, spend a week or something. He can have his entire crew focused in on helping Alita set up, like, a full-on distillery to make mocha. And there's also stables here. Grungar, for example, has his boar in one. So the scouts would be on horseback. So, like, the travel time isn't going to be, like, forever. It's gonna... I keep saying I don't have the map set up properly, so I can't give you the exact distance, but traveling on horseback will be much faster.
Hey, Grungar, man, how fast can that piggy run?
Let's see.
Oh, we're going to go run it? Dude, let's do it. It can race my goat.
It wins.
About 20 feet per second.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah, because it's 60 feet per turn, and if it dashes, that's 120 feet.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how fast Bianca can go.
Not very, because if there's any grass or anything she can munch on, she'll get distracted immediately.
Bianca's not a bad goat.
Oh, that's a good goat. That's a goat doing goating. I wonder, Alita, how you feel about... Because we're trying not to make it obvious that we're headed to the Minotaur place. So what if we focus our visible efforts on this nobleman and his lands, and, like, during this week of, you know, making our preparations and gathering our supplies and stuff, we can gather together some forces to send to his lands to help extra reinforcements for trying to get the trade routes back on track and save people from being taken. And just make it look like that's our whole thing, is helping him and nothing else. But, like, also sending out these super sneaky scout teams and eventually making our way to the Minotaur place.
Sounds good.
Because I figure we just brought back a bunch of wealth, so we've probably got the money to hire some extra guards and reinforcements for the Lordling guy.
Uh-huh.
I forget what you said. His name is Felix or something? I don't remember.
Ivan?
Basically the same. There's an eye.
All right, so that stuff gets set into motion. The Spice Master will hand over the staff of chicken to Wily.
Say,
get this out of here. I don't like competition.
I make a chicken.
It's a cooked chicken rotisserie. It's delicious.
This may be the best thing that I've ever seen.
Amir's like, yeah, it'll make travel much easier.
I got the staff of healing, man, but I'm really thinking about, like, leaving that and just taking this.
Why not take both?
Because, man, I don't want them to be jealous of each other, man. Magic items are fickle.
I'll take your staff of healing and use it as a walking stick.
Deal.
Shake on.
But I'm still attuned to it, bro.
That's fine. Okay. I'm not going to steal your attunement. Just have to stick close so it doesn't, you know, get lonely.
The staff of healing, man, it's a loyal staff, man. It's not gonna just give out its attunement to anybody.
It's got, like, it has my name on it, so it's mine type of energy. I'm attuned to it, so it's mine.
I don't know, man. I don't think you can really own a staff, right? It's more like a partnership.
A magical staff, maybe.
You gotta bond with it. You gotta be bros.
If it's an item that requires attunement, I can definitely see that.
I do not think it requires attunement. I think it's just you get a chicken a day.
Well, I think he wants to attune to it, so...
We're talking about the staff of healing. The staff of healing that you said did require attuning, and so he doesn't want to make it jealous by also carrying around the staff of chicken, but he definitely wants to carry around the staff of chicken. So I told him I'd hold on to his other staff for him, but he doesn't want to lose the attunement, so... you know, mm-hmm. that's what this is all about. It's drama, basically. It's just like high school drama.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Does the staff of chicken just become a normal quarterstaff until it can give chicken again?
It's a +2 quarterstaff.
Oh.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome. I was gonna make it my shillelagh. But I can't. So I have to carry another staff around. A third one.
Amir gives you a quiver. You can put your quarterstaffs and spears inside of that.
Oh, like, I don't even have a bow, let alone many bows to need a quiver. But I get it now, Amir. Thank you, bro.
He shows you that instead of arrows being stored in there, there's a bunch of stones.
Stones.
Don't eat them.
He says, careful about throwing some of these. Some of these are messaging stones that you ordered.
Oh, we did? Who was I, man?
I did. I butt in there and, like, start grabbing out the messaging stones.
Oh, clever.
Leave it to Amir. Oops, sorry. Got to tell you.
I gotta go visit the armor then and get some more sticks.
The other event that's going on here during your, I don't know, like a week you're doing to prepare before you head out to help this noble? Is that what I understood?
However long it takes to make a bunch of scouts a bunch of mocha.
I think that was a 5-day brew.
I guess the question is...
7.
How much is it slowing us down? Is it actually worth the time? Yeah, it's 7 days.
I don't think any of the scouts are going to complain. They're going to want chocolate coffee.
Plus, we have to gather supplies and people. We can't just head out our tiny little party of people and expect to take on a whole cult and deal with this Lord guy's problems. I feel like we probably would spend a week doing that. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe not. Better than the 2 or 3 weeks that I was proposing initially to, like, send scouts out and wait for them to come back.
So I'm going to...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say I'm going to go make good friends with the cook.
Yeah, the Spice Master. Let me load this other map real quick. I can't remember his name. Nathan. That's his name. Nathan Crete.
Hey, is that Scimitar of Sharpness an attunable item?
Yes, because it's a +2, I think. The Spice Master helps with his crew of cooks to make you enough mocha to get you through to the Noble's Land is where I was going with that. So each of you would have 4 of those, for sure. I mean, there's a lot of bad ones that happen, but the DC isn't that ridiculous for brewers. 15.
What are those called besides mochas?
Morning Stout.
Oh, that's 20. Oh, yeah, I was looking at Sugardale, so they're 20. All right, that's 2 each, sorry, along with all of your people having it. You have a lot of very happy scouts. The Lord Noble of this area of Razor Keep, his concern he would bring to you, and this is kind of the last little thing here before we can break, is he says, well, what about the dragon in the area that we're looking for? Is there anything you're going to do about that before you go?
I think it would be interested in an egg. You could set it as, like, bait.
Maybe it's just looking for its egg.
What color is it?
It's green.
And so is the egg, right?
Yeah, the egg's green.
I mean, that's my off the top of my head suggestion is let's use the egg to somehow lure it in.
I guess it's up to our monk friend, right, bro? Like, isn't this like a personal thing we're going for you, man?
Oh, you're talking to Zane, not Alita?
Talking to Alita.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it seems like this is just, what if we come upon the dragon? We could have this on us. I guess that makes sense. Maybe not make it like a main goal, but if we... you know, did meet the dragon that's supposedly over there, then seems like a good idea to have the dragon egg.
Amir grabs like a fishing pole and tapes it to the egg and says, there, we can hold it out and walk around with it. Use it as bait.
I've got an axe that does extra damage to dragons, you know, as plan B if it isn't happy about the egg. Yeah, I think Wiley's point was if you are attached to the egg and you're hoping to do something with it personally, like to hatch it and raise it, that's okay, too. Like, you can say no. We don't have to try to lure in the dragon. We can let that be somebody else's problem.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that, man. I was just like, we're going on a quest for Alita, man. And I was like, we could, like, just say, you know what? You guys deal with the dragon on your own, man. We got some stuff to do. But, you know, if you like the dragon egg, you know, we could keep that, too, man. This is all I'm saying is, like, I'm new to the party, and I'm with you guys, man. As long as you have me, man, I'm here with you. Whatever you need.
Well, I am going to take it off of the fishing pole.
Amir looks sad.
I don't actually like the idea of it being bait. I was more thinking if this is that dragon's child.
It might be able to sense it somehow. I don't know. I don't know much about dragons.
Yeah, I don't know if they're, like, only supposed to be bad, or if it could be like, hey, look, you can be done causing problems now.
I'm pretty sure that Emerald Ore was a dragon. Like, I don't have any confirmation on that, but, like, my roguey senses were tingling the whole time we were dealing with Emerald Ore, and all the clues seemed to lead to, hey, I'm a dragon, and I had to guess, considering all of the other clues that pointed to green dragons, including that egg, maybe a green one. So, I don't know. I don't really know how to summon him with a ferret or whatever, but maybe he's helpful, and also didn't seem to be evil that we know.
Yeah, his entire, like, MO is very dragon-like.
Speaking of dragons, you need help sitting on that thing? I didn't even offer, but I can turn into something to sit on it if you need. Incubation.
Yeah, so like this turned a lot longer than I thought, which is good. But yeah, I think we can break here. Is that cool with people?
Yeah.
It's a nice uplifting note to end on. Incubation.
Sitting on eggs and stuff, yeah.
Sitting there puffing his little magic pipe. Incubation.
Yeah, hey, happy Thanksgiving,
yeah. Everybody.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
I think I'm going to smoke a turkey for the first time.
Nice.
That sounds really good.
Pull out your staff of chicken.